We'd won that round, while I slept, swaddled in dark cotton. I woke up in the infirmary. It was crowded. I was in the middle of a long row of cots, each one holding someone who had been 3/4 or less, saved by his suit's trauma maintenance feature. We were being ignored by the ship's two doctors, who stood in bright light at operating tables, absorbed in blood rituals. I watched them for a long time, squinting into the bright light. The blood on their green tunics could have been grease. The swathed bodies, odd, soft machines that they were fixing. But the machines would cry out in their sleep, and the mechanics muttered reassurances while they plied their greasy tools. I watched, and slept, and woke up in different places. Finally, I woke up in a regular bay. I was strapped down and being fed through a tube, biosensor electrodes attached here and there, but no medics around. The only other person in the little room was Mary Gay, sleeping on the bunk next to me. Her right arm was amputated, just above the elbow. I didn't wake her up, just looked at her for a long time, and tried to sort out my feelings, tried to filter out the effect of the mood drugs. Looking at her stump, I could feel neither empathy nor revulsion. I tried to force one reaction and then the other, but nothing real happened. It was as if she had always been that way. Was it drugs? Conditioning? Love? Have to wait to see. Her eyes opened suddenly, and I knew she had been awake for some time, had been giving me time to think. "Hello, broken toy," she said. How do you feel?" Bright question. She put a finger to her lips and kissed it, a familiar gesture, reflection. "Stupid, numb, glad not to be a soldier anymore." She smiled. "Did they tell you? We're going to heaven." "No, I knew it would be either there or earth." "Heaven will be better." "Anything would." "I wish we were there now." "How long?" I asked. "How long before we get there?" She rolled over and looked at the ceiling. "No telling. You haven't talked to anybody?"
"Just woke up."
"There's a new directive they didn't bother to tell us about before. The Sangre y Victoria got orders for 4 missions. We have to keep on fighting until we've done all 4. Or until we've sustained so many casualties that it wouldn't be practical to go on.